Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to Radio for Your Mind. I'm joined this morning with my good friend, business partner, and that should be business partner in crime, depending on who you're talking to, but Mr. Jim Gilhouse. Jim, how you doing this morning?
I am doing absolutely awesome, man. Can you hear me?
I can hear you bright and shiny, man.
Awesome.
You are coming through loud and clear, and matter of fact, I was on the phone yesterday with Santa Claus, and he even said you'd been a good boy and thought he might send you something tomorrow or the next day, so you ought to be happy.
Oh, man, really? I made the nice list for a change?
That's why, I told him to check it twice because I thought he was wrong, but he said he thought you'd been pretty good this year, so...
I think he confused me for my grandson.
That might be.
I think somebody wrote, you know, one of the elves wrote my name down instead of writing Cameron's name down or something. I think.
Hey, maybe it was just that Mrs. Claus liked our series on spousal support or something. Who knows, man?
You know, that is possible. That is quite possible. Oh man. How's your weather down there, my friend?
Man, it is nice. It's starting to warm up a little bit. It's been down in the 30s, so I've had to watch the pool, but now it's getting up there, and everybody's excited. And I mean, you know, we've got our in-laws in, and then Paige's cousins came flying through last night. So, you know, everybody was up till the wee hours of the morning, and they're taking off to go to Tampa or Miami or somewhere today. So. And I'm shutting down shop, man. At noon, 1 o'clock, I'm taking my baby girls out. We're gonna go shopping for mom and eat our regular. We go out and have a Asian buffet every year, just the two girls and myself. We used to do it with the boys, and so we're just looking to have fun, man, and get excited. I had a lot of comments. People saying, Troy, we can hardly wait till you guys start to share a little bit about social media. I said, well, you know, since neither one of us know what we're doing, we figure we ought to share that with everybody else. So we're gonna have a good
day. And I get such a kick out of it. I'm glad you brought that up. I get such a kick out of it because, you know, we see all these people advertising themselves, especially on Facebook, you know, promoting themselves as some kind of gurus. And, you know, I don't claim to be any kind of guru.
Lord,
but
no.
But yet, in 6 months' time, I've managed to go from a profile that was deleted for some reason to over 40 people, and I'm having to be really selective about all the people that I've got that I'm adding now. 100 people waiting with requests inbound and over 900 people on a fan page.
Wow.
You know, I don't know if that means I'm, you know, I accidentally figured something out or if I'm actually doing something right or what it means. But I know that there are gurus out there that don't even have a fan page, or they've got 100 people on their fan page. They've got you know less than 2,000 connections, and it's like,
Well, what's worse yet is when you go visit their blog and it has no ranking whatsoever, and you realize, well, nobody's going to visit to see what they have to offer. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, you know, what's up with that? Like,
but they're gurus.
Oh, man.
Just send me your money, and I'll show you I'm a guru, you know. I think it's hilarious. And I picked up a book, folks. You guys all ought to go get this. It's called Socialnomics, How Social Media Transforms the Way We Live and Do Business. And it's by a guy named Eric Qualman. I'm going to put a video up later today that Eric did. But I tell you what, you talk about a book from a business standpoint. I mean, this guy is, hang on, let me tell you where he's from. He's the Global Vice President of Online Marketing for EF Education, the world's largest private educator. He has over 15 years, and it's helped grow companies like Cadillac, AT&T, Yahoo, Earthlink, and TravelZoo. He's a columnist in Search Engine Watch and SES Magazine. And, man, when I started reading this book, everything you and I have talked about, Jim, he just validates. And it's like, you know what, we're headed down the right track. And if more people would start to learn the fundamentals not just buy what all these self-proclaimed gurus are selling. Because, folks, listen to me. If you go and you track backwards in one of these gurus' websites, and you can, if you really want to do this, shoot me an email. I'll show you where you can go look at all the archived pages that have ever been put on the internet, and you can see where 3 years ago these guys were the gurus in some other type of marketing, probably postcards or lead generation, and before that they were talking about Yahoo groups, and before that they were, and all they do is they just switch the title and they switch what their books are about and they switch out their speeches. They don't go out there and learn why social marketing has become like it is. They don't go out and master Facebook like Jim has to figure out a way to be able to attract not just people. Now, Jim loves to throw it in my nose about these 4,000 people, but I want y'all to understand something. These aren't just 4,000 flunkies. These are a targeted audience that has seeked him out. And some of them are not just multimillionaires, they're multimillion-dollar company owners that have said, we want to be friends with Jim Gilhouse because of the value that we get from his videos and his posts and over on the radio shows. That's what we're looking for. And, Jim, that's what people have to understand. You don't just want to spam and get a bunch of people that aren't going to do you any good. If you're going to do that, you can go to Twitter.
Oh, man. You know, that's... It's funny that you mentioned that because that's like the perfect segue for us to go into how to view these different social networking sites. And I'm just let's play a little game here.
Yeah.
I'm going to mention a social networking site, and then I want you to mention a social networking site. And we'll do that, and we'll see just how many of them we can come up with here over the course of, a minute. Okay? And I'm going to start with my favorite, which is Facebook.
Oh, MySpace.
Okay, Twitter.
Well, you've got, let's see, let me go with something like Twitter would be, I just can't do that right now. It's too early in the morning. Let's go with High Five.
Okay, Friend Feed.
Let's go with Blog Catalog.
Ping FM.
Ping FM. Let's go with Bloglog, my Bloglog over at Yahoo.
Okay. Tagged.
Tagged. Let's go with Ning.
Ooh, good one. You got me there. StumbleUpon.
StumbleUpon. Let's go with Hub Pages.
Okay. Delicious.
Delicious. Let's go with Tribes.
Dig.
Dig. Let's go with Skidoo.
Okay. YouTube.
YouTube. Let's go with Ustream.
Okay. Vidler.
Vidler. Let's go with Flickr.
Okay. All right. I give up.
Let's go with, we could go with GodTube, we can go with ShoutLife, we can go with FastPitch,
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, let's go with Plexo. See what we're doing,
yeah.
Folks? This is unlimited. Matter of fact, in the social marketing directory when I launched it, we had over 400 different social media social bookmarking, social video, social networking sites. I mean, and the list is just expanded from that. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Well, Jim, what's the newest one?
Here's the beauty of it. Here's the beauty of it. You know, I had a friend who is a real estate agent call me up the other day, and he says, Jim, how are you using this social media stuff, man? Because, I watched your profile when it got deleted. I watched it just literally explode in 6 months' time there on Facebook. What are you doing? How are you doing it, and how is it working for you? And I told him, I said, the way I look at social media is it's a party. It's just like going as a realtor. It's just like you going to a business after hours with the Chamber of Commerce or something. It's like going to an open house with a bunch of different realtors and everything. And you're walking in, and there's two ways that you can do it. You know, all of these social media sites that we just mentioned are places where you can go and meet people and hang out and everything. And there's two ways that you can do that. You can do it, you know, the way that I'm trying to do it and the way that is going to pay you the most dividends, I believe. Or you can do it, you know, and you can be a jerk about it. And that's going to get you, you know, the absolute opposite result. In one case, you can walk in. And before I go any further, let me explain something, folks. If we look at social media sites, regardless of which ones they are, you know, all the stuff that Troy and I just mentioned, if we look at those as a social gathering, a party, you know, that's where we're going to go. We're going to hang out. We're going to have a party. We're going to meet new people. We're going to socialize and everything. And then from there, we invite them over to our house. You know, get to know us a little bit. It's our house. Our house would be our blog, okay? And that's where we put up our information, and, you know, we tell people a little bit more about ourselves and what's going on. And if they like what they see, you know, they can check out what we're doing over at the sites that we're actually marketing, whether we're marketing nothing more than affiliate sites and promoting links that are embedded in our blog to, you know, all kinds of different sites that we advertise for through affiliate links, or whether we're marketing some kind of a network marketing company, or a combination of both. Either one is perfectly okay. But the way that we do it is we go in and we start off. I'm going to show you, first off, you know, the way that I recommend you do it, and that's to walk in, you know, with your hand out and say, "Hey, how you doing, man? Tell me a little bit about yourself. It's nice to meet you." Just like you would at a party. Or you can, you know, with your business card in one hand, a sample of your product in the other hand, and say, "Hi, my name is Fred Thompson, and I'd like to introduce you to XYZ Juice and, you know, product so-and-so that I send through my affiliate marketing program. Please try some, or better yet, here, visit my website and pick up my copy of Success in 10 Steps ebook. It's free, and you can learn everything that you need to know about the marketing industry, you know, just by reading my ebook. And there's no strings attached, because, you know, we're not trying to recruit you into our business." Yeah, I mean, come on. You can. I mean, it sounds so corny. It's Troy said yesterday when I shared that with him. He said it sounded like something out of a 1960s commercial.
Well, yeah. and listen, you know, they made a movie down here at the beach a few years ago called The Truman Show, and that. All it was a soap opera with commercials in it with Jim Carrey, and that's exactly what you sounded like, man. I got that movie out yesterday and watched it again. I thought Jim could be the star. He could do Jim Carrey perfectly.
You know, I mean, but folks, there's two analogies, two comparisons on a right way to approach it and a wrong way to approach it. And if you're constantly visiting people, and you're the best place that I know of in Facebook to stay plugged in is to see in the news feed, and you can see what's happening with all your different friends, and when they put something of value up there, you know, you make a comment about it, you know, and through making a comment that adds value to what they're saying or talking about or doing. You know, this goes back to the age-old saying that we all learned as children. Well, at least most of us learned as children. Yeah, and that's, if you don't have something good to say about somebody, don't say anything at all. You know, if you're going to add something to somebody else's content, add value to it. If you're not, well, you know, I mean, and Troy will be the first one to tell you, he gets controversy all the time, on, you know, especially over on his blog. You know, but he encourages that as well.
Yeah.
Because that controversy is something that fuels the content of Troy's blog. And that's a good thing, because when you've got, you know, in Troy's case especially, he deals with a bunch of controversial issues and topics, and therefore the more people that you've got that are bringing up controversial points of interest, the better it is, right? And if you look at Troy's actually much more of a master at this social media thing than he will let on to be. And that's because he's not having people coming and recruiting him as a friend quite as much. He spends more time working on his blog than he does using Facebook to drive traffic to his blog. His blog has so much traffic on its own, I don't think it needs any more traffic coming from Facebook.
Man.
Now, that's an area where Troy's mastered quite well. But one of the reasons why it's as good as it is because he updates it, and this is another thing that's important. You have to update your information a minimum, and I do mean minimum, of once a week. If you can get your updates closer to daily than weekly, man, you're going to have even more traffic because the search engines are going to be finding your content faster. They're going to be visiting your site more frequently because they know the frequency of updates is more, and it's going to get you the kind of traffic that you want.
You know, you hit something on, I want to back up just a minute on controversy, and I want to blend the blog with Facebook just for a second. Folks, the other day we started a viral spin on a little topic on Facebook, and it basically said, use one word to describe an individual. And it had gone around for a while, and I grabbed a hold of it and threw it up on mine. And as I've looked through what's been written, there's some people that will write on my blog that totally disagree with what I have to say, but and we will get into some heavy-duty debates. But on Facebook, because it's a different medium, and you truly are friends, and people see you as friends. They don't see you as, you know, controversial, two-sided politicians, which sometimes it can happen in a community over the blog. One lady writes down here that I'm opinionated. Another person writes down here that I'm honest, even though I know for a fact that they disagree with what I say sometimes about one of their companies. One of them says truthful. One of them says animated. One of them says professional. One of them says snarky. Oh, wait a minute. That was my daughter. That one don't count. But what you see here is you literally see where even if you do this right, if you truly master social media, even the people that will disagree with you will respect the position that you're in because you're not always spamming them, trying to get them into your company, yada, yada, yada. And another thing that we've done is in using video at Facebook, I will literally, depending on what the video is and depending on what the topic is, I will post a video, utilize a targeted title that I know will get people to watch it, but then I specifically tag certain people who will launch a conversation. And there's a few of the videos at Facebook you can set back. You will see that I've never made a comment. Others, I've made a few comments, but I'm not part of the conversation. And it's other people that have taken what I've shot, and then they've carried on massive conversations, whether it's pro, con, or indifferent, on different subjects that go on. And that's what Jim has been able to do with his Unplugged series. Because people will watch that, and the next thing you know, people are communicating. And when people communicate with you as an expert, other people want to come in there and they want to get to know what you have to say and what you have to do. And we've watched, Jim, even the radio shows have done this because we're using Blog Talk. Folks, I was at church this week. A lady came up to me that I don't know very well, and she said, Troy, can you give me the name of the book that you and Jim have been talking about that's John Maxwell's? I want to get it for my husband. And she's been listening to our radio shows. I had no clue that she was I know she was connected with me, but not from a network marketing or a business standpoint. I just thought she was one of my church friends that were over there. You never know when you do this correctly, especially in the beginning, who all is going to be attracted to you and want to connect with you. And this is why Jim and I focus so heavily on the law of connection, because once that connection's made, there's no telling who else is going to see it out there. And I'm sorry to butt in there, Jim, but I wanted to let people realize the correlation between Facebook and a blog and friends versus just community people.
No, dude, you're absolutely right. You know, and the key is if you're providing value, and dude, you do an amazing job of that on your blog. What it does is through the value that you provide in your blog, it instills trust in people. You know, we talk all the time about our business being the network marketing industry is built in the warm market. take someone and you move them from a person you don't know, who's nothing more than a friendly face, you know, a passing conversation in your cold market, and convert them to a warm market prospect. Well, it's just like walking up to the hot water faucet and putting your hand under it when you initially turn it on first thing in the morning. The water's going to come out cold initially. It's going to warm up gradually until it becomes hot. And it takes time and trust in personal relationships to move someone from the cold market to the warm market. Well, the blog is an excellent place where people can go, they can learn more about you, they can get insights into your personality, they can see your values, and you become transparent. That's one of the neatest things, in my opinion, about the internet, is it creates a living image of us as individuals in such a transparent way that it's not even funny.
Oh, that's so true. That's so true. You can learn more about people than they even want you to know sometimes, I think, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I had a friend whom I hadn't spoken to in years reach out to me over the course of the last year and tell me all these things that they knew about me, and I was, like, totally blown away that they knew all this stuff. And when I asked him, I said, how do you know this? They were like, oh, dude, I Googled you. You know, and I did a little research on some of the stuff that you've got going on, man. And, you know, I learned so much about you, it's not even funny. And I was like, isn't that interesting?
Well, and let's take that for a second. I want to say something. And, folks, I want you listening to understand this. In the old days, we used to use the phrase fake it till you make it. And a lot of times I still see this on the internet. And people will be posting stuff about how financially successful they are. They'll be posting with the pictures, the cars, and all that. I do not advise that, because when you've got people that are wanting to steal your identity, they go scouring Facebook, MySpace, Plexo, LinkedIn. They look for people that they think will have a good net worth, have good credit, you know, have a way to that they can utilize their whole identity. And when you start faking stuff with people on the internet, and one of these guys get a hold of the fact that, hey, here's somebody that looks like they're successful, all of a sudden you might hit your bank account and find out it's been hacked. You might get something on your computer, and here's how it happens. They ask to become your friend. They study your profile, just like Jim's friend was studying his. They get to know enough about you that they can emulate that, and they'll put together a website, or they'll put together a profile that has similar interests, and they'll go first to some of your other friends and become friends with them, so that when you come over there, it looks like, hey, well, we're already connected with 30 or 40 people, you know, and then all of a sudden they've got full access to your profile, and they're looking at other stuff, and then they'll send you maybe a little email and say, or a little note over at Facebook and say, hey, check out this video I did for you. And you'll click on it, and it'll look like your computer's messed up, and really at the same time they're dropping a malicious piece of code on your computer, and sometimes you don't even realize this is taking place. So be cautious at faking it, and be cautious about how much information on a personal side that you're giving out all the time. Jim and I were just, you know, kind of cracking up about Twitter. I know a good friend of Paige's that she's an author, and she wrote, hey, we're leaving for vacation, and then she wrote, hey, we're on our way back, and in that week's period, their house was totally broken into and cleaned out, because the people, after they caught them, they found this out, the people had seen what she was writing on Twitter, knew when she was going to be in town and when she was going to be gone, so be very cautious about what you write. Jim, back to you. I'm sorry about that.
No, man, nothing to be sorry about. That's all. That's awesome information there that you're putting out right there. And in fact, I think Troy has a solution for that as well, or at least knows of a solution for that that you can get access to through his blog.
That's correct.
You know, so you can never be too careful, but at the same time, I would tell you, you know, let your fear of identity theft freeze you, and I mean, fear is
don't let it hamstring you from what you need to do. You know, go out there and be a good marketer.
And fear is just such a negative thing. It's not even funny. You can't live your life in fear.
Man, if I lived my life in fear, I sure wouldn't be eating this homemade peanut brittle my mom just sent me.
Yeah,
I might get
no
too
kidding.
Fat, man. But whoo, this is good. You know, this is what people, Jimmy. This is what people have to understand. Marketing in any facet, whether it's postcard marketing, social marketing, lead generation, you know, folks, I don't care what it is that you do. Just do it in a professional manner. Do it right. Don't be lying, cheating, stealing, screwing people. You know, go out there and be yourself. People are looking for authentic and transparent people that they can be friends with. And the whole reason, and you'll see this in the Socialnomics book, the whole reason social media has taken off is because the content is driven by the consumer. They know for a fact that a company can't come out here and blow smoke up their butt and pretend that something that they're not, because now all of the raving fans or pissed off customers can go out there and say, no, that isn't what happened. You know, this company's product sucks, whatever the case may be. And I'll tell you, one of the greatest companies that decided not to worry about trademark infringements or anything else was Starbucks. And Starbucks allowed their raving fans to create a blog that is totally controlled by them. And they use the Starbucks image and all that, and not all of those have been honest. But one of them that comes to mind is the fact that a blog post and a rumor got out that Starbucks did not support our troops. And it went up on this blog that's getting literally millions of hits. And Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, went on there and wrote an open letter and said, this isn't accurate. This isn't true. Here's what we do for our troops. And then the troops from Iraq at the time started writing in saying, man, they've been nothing but supportive. We've got gigantic coffee pots. They send coffee to us all the time. All this good stuff. So this is why social media works, is when you tell the truth, people will follow you. And that's why when Jim and I were talking about some of these gurus on Facebook, I know a guy on Facebook right now that from the looks, man, he's a whole lot better looking than Jim and I. He's got the suit and the tie and the persona and the charisma. And then when you go study what this guy's all about, you realize this dude can't even do it for himself. How in the heck is he going to do it for me? And that's what you want to stay away from. You know, you gotta look for the right people, you know, that can help you out. You gotta join the right organizations. You gotta take the time to listen to what people have to say and make sure they're not just, you know, throwing stuff that's been regurgitated two or three times.
Well, there's, you know, I'm going to close this out this morning with a couple of different things. There's an organization that Troy and I recently found, and we're looking into their certification process. And the name of the organization is the International Social Media Association. And the president of the organization is one of our guests from ACES Radio Live, Miss Mari Smith. And they started this organization specifically for this purpose, to actually go out and certify people as social media specialists. So when you become a certified social media specialist, you know that you're not some self guru or anything else. You've actually gone through some kind of validation and course and everything. And we're going to be doing some research into that. We both joined that association as members for the present time, and we're going to see, you know, what's involved in it and find out some more about it. Because I think it's something very important. Whenever you're dealing with an alleged guru, that they have some kind of certification to back that up. And, you know, it looks like we're going to go a little bit over this morning, Troy, but that's
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to talk real briefly about the comment you made to me yesterday about Stephen Pearce and the use of the word certified.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Stephen Pearce is another one we're going to have on the show this year, folks, but he's a great internet marketer, one of the best. And he was in a room. He does a lot of stuff outside of internet marketing. And he got called in to be a speaker at a leadership conference. And a lot of these other guys got up that were talking, men and women, saying, you know, I'm this expert and I'm that expert and I know how to do this and I'm this personal coach and I'm a self-development person and I'm all this. And they and Steven said, you know, I took some great notes. I mean, these guys had some great stuff to share. He goes, but then it was my turn to get up. He goes, and I got up and said, you know, I'm a certified personal trainer, and I can show you how to change your life, how to change your business life and all that. He said at the end of the meeting, because I had used the word certification and I was the only certified coach that spoke, he goes, I made a lot of enemies, made a lot of friends, but he goes, instead of people going over to these other leaders and talking to them, they came to me and asked for my business card because they wanted to find out what I could do for them because they saw me as the one that was purely trained. I had been certified. I had gone through my training. I had done what I needed to do to take my career to the next level. And this is one of the things that he trains on is the fact that whatever niche you're in, you need to find out if there's an organization that can certify you, and if not, then you go start an organization that certifies other people, and you're still the expert. So that's why we're looking into this association, because we really like what we're seeing over here.
And most importantly, Troy and I are both huge proponents, as you well know, of the due diligence process and not just jumping into anything based on pure emotion and then being forced to justify it with logic after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, folks, we encourage you to go check it out. I'm going to put up a link on ACES that's going to allow you to go and check that out. And, Troy, I would encourage you to put one up over on MLM mm-hmm. Help Desk as well, where we can start referring some people through there and getting them to take a look at what it is. And there's a basic free membership in this thing where you can be a part of it and just learn tips and tricks about how to use the majority of the different social networking sites. And the big three right now are Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the big three that are bringing everything together. MySpace is still, you know, and it's gotten worse over the years from a point of, you know, all the spam that goes on over there. And in my opinion, it's not professional. You know, it's a place to go, and, you know, you got all your stuff up there and everything, but there's nowhere near as much professionalism going on there as there is in a place like LinkedIn. And then you take and you mix LinkedIn and MySpace together, and then you've got Facebook. You know, because I honestly think Facebook is kind of a combination of LinkedIn and MySpace. It gives you some apps, gives you some fun stuff to do, but yet at the same time, it's just the right combination of being able to go and do business and everything. And if you do it properly, you can use all of these tools and places to do nothing more than meet people. And note I did not say spam people. Just go meet people. And in meeting these people, invite them over to your house to see what you're all about, to learn more about you. And your house is your blog. And from your blog, you've got the banners, the links, the embedded keywords and meta tags and everything as necessary. And if I'm speaking Greek to you right now, then you need to seek us out or seek out someone who can explain those terms to you and help you to use your blog to direct traffic to the places that are paying you for your opinion. And remember, we all share our opinion with other people on a daily basis. Just some of us actually compensated for the value of our opinions. How much is your opinion worth? Take it away, Troy.
Well, you know, and on that note, folks, you can go to ACES Radio Live. There's a link there to the social marketing directory that I created. There will be, if you order it today, you're getting the updated version in January of the new 2010 edition. But that will also give you some niche social sites. If you're not working a network marketing company, and maybe you're doing something a little bit different, maybe it's in insurance or investments or real estate or woodworking. If that is, you need to get that directory because there are some social sites that you can go join that are focused 100% into different niches where you'll be able to build community with people. People will want to get more information about you, your products, your services in a professional manner. Just like Jim's saying, it isn't about spamming, it's about helping other people. So, folks, have an awesome time. Jim, are we going to do a show tomorrow?
We've got one scheduled, but if you really want to do one tomorrow morning or not. I mean, it's up to you. If we do, then we probably need to come up with a topic here real quick on what it's going to be.
Well, that would be a true statement. How about just let's just drop the show for tomorrow and let's just enjoy our families and show people what this truly is about and just relax until we do our next Aces Radio show.
Okay, so are we taking the week off of Radio for Your Mind next week then?
No. Next week we'll
okay,
be back.
Okay, so next Monday, would be our next show.
That'd be our next show. Is next
show.
Monday. That is correct. We'll relax these next 4 days over the weekend and come back live and crank it out on Monday. And folks, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm throwing this off the top of my head without any scripting from Jim. But next week we are going to be unplugged, but we're going to be talking about goals and objectives and how you're going to go into 2010 on the right foot, not just doing some New Year's resolution that gets lost in your pants because you were too drunk to remember where you put them. We're going to be talking about goals and objectives and how to reach them in 2010. So that's what we'll do on Monday, Jim. Figure out a title, throw it up, and we'll start a week-long series on that.
Sounds like a plan, man.
All right, guys.
Have
an awesome day.
Merry, merry Christmas. We'll see you back here next week. God bless everybody, and be safe.
Yep. Bye, guys.